Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Secrets and Thoughts of Successful Women may look like an ordinary self-help book, but there's much more to it. At Insight, I want to delve deeper and shed light on the age-old question, what is the secret of a happy life? At some point, most of us have been able to find happiness through instant gratification, impulse purchases, or anyone in between. One of the best self-help books of all time, it invites us to look at the world through the lens of a philosophy known as the Law of Attraction. Essentially, it tells us to be deceptively positive and only care about the things in our lives that correspond to our new beliefs. Consume our thoughts is what we will ultimately get in life, but if we learn how to relax our minds, use our imagination, and feel the desires we already have, we can move forward. We will quickly dramatically turn away from how our goals and dreams feel overall and allow the Law of Attraction to take full effect in our lives. It will bring us more joyful things in abundance, so we begin to do more of what brings us joy. How to believe in manifestation, commit to happiness and start doing more to bring joy to yourself, exercise this mystery and you will discover what humanity has been seeking since the dawn of time. This will truly be the great mystery of the ages and it will be opened up to all mankind. The Secret Language of Emotions is a book that explains what hypnotherapist Calvin D. Banyan learned in thousands of hours of intense hypnotherapy. Below is a link to download a copy of the book, Emotions Are the Secret, and its free PDF version. What follows are some quotes from this book that perfectly capture the idea that feelings are a mystery created by circumstances and why we need to learn to control how we feel. When you understand and put it to the test, you quickly realize what the truth is, and the feeling is the secret behind it, but the effort that goes into it, and the work we put into keeping something secret, is often more important than what would actually happen if we revealed the secret. It also binds us together to pretend to be inauthentic or less than completely genuine. When we feel that we already have something, we do not really think about it, and even when we do, the most natural reaction should be a sense of gratitude for its fulfillment. When something good happens to you, you should not say that you don't deserve it, or look for a catch that will certainly ruin everything. Remember that it is only temporary, or focus on the tiny mistakes that can be found in a happy turn of events. It is always helpful to be aware of your emotions, but here is the key, being controlled by them is never good. There is no magic solution that we often think will make us happy, and it is never really necessary. There is little point in feeling real if you believe that your feelings are a secret, while you only keep positive thoughts, doubts and resistance for the rest of the day. For those who control their feelings, this does not mean restraint or oppression. Only perceive such feelings and imagine that they contribute to happiness, and only entertain those feelings. By control of feelings, I do not mean restrictions or suppression, but entertainment and imagining only the thoughts and thoughts of happiness that one feels. As I write this, I am specific and reflect on the feeling I feel when something good happens to me. If something has happened in the past, it is because I was in the right place at the right time, or if it has happened because of something I have written about, then I feel it. Once again I look myself in the eye, see how real I am, smile and recognize the great gift I have to offer my customers and feel the power to positively influence their world. Let us remember that we are instantly created on the spiritual plane as part of the conscious creation process by imagining what we are experiencing physically, but the more real we feel, the more power that we realize naturally on our physical plane has over us. You will find it easier to imagine a desire that you are experiencing in the present moment and that you feel fulfilled if you count backwards in mental relaxation. If you imagine this desire in your present moments while you already own it, it will feel more real to you, because your creative subconscious does not distinguish between what you perceive as real and your imagination. Again I looked into my eyes and saw that I was real, so I smiled and felt I could give the customer a bigger gift. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.